Joe Smith from the Tampa Bay Times joins us now. Joe, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Doing great in lovely Phoenix, but riding in traffic, so I have all the time in the world for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the longest airport ride ever. Tampa Bay, if they were going to go out and make a move, what is the one position they need to shore up if they want to have a long playoff run?
Well, I think they are in the market for a veteran defenseman, a guy who can upgrade the position there, especially with Carl and Gudas out. Carl will be back early, right by the deadline, actually, an acquisition for themselves in-house there. But Eichmann's in the market for a defenseman, but he's not going to overpay for it. He doesn't feel desperate. He absolutely needs one. So that's one position I think that they would like to address. They're pretty pleased with the forward group, barring injury between now and the second. And obviously in goal, they're pretty much set. So I think they could add a guy at the deadline that's better than what they have right now currently. I think they'll look to do that.
Joe, the Lightning have a terrific group of forwards. You know, you look at the top, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys with 40 or more points. We all know about Stamkos and Johnson. If the Lightning do make that move, are they going to have to dip into that forward group? And I'm wondering if one of the centers might go because they're so strong down the middle. Obviously not a Johnson or a Stamkos, but below that, is that where you look to take depth to get what you need?
I think it's possible, but I think, number one, I think Eichmann said he's not a big fan of, like, rentals, per se, of giving up top assets, whether it's a first-round pick they have two next year or prospects for a guy who will not be signed through after this season. But if there is a guy who might be available for a number of years at a good yearly cap number, I think if you look at the assets they have, they are pretty stacked in the forward group, and you look at guys maybe like a Brett Connolly or Filppula. I mean, I know they like those guys especially, but you have to give up something to get something. If there were some guy or some piece out there that were valuable for not just this couple months, but for years down the line, that might be a possibility. But, you know, obviously we're just speculating here. I don't know that for certain, but if you look at the depth up front, they're not trading Johnson, not trading Stamkos, they're not trading Kucherov. So you have to see what else they have up front.
I'm happy you brought up Brett Connolly, the former sixth overall pick in the 2010 draft. He's got 11 goals, 46 games this year. Not playing a ton of time, doesn't get a lot of power play time. Where do you think he's at as an NHL player? Is this a guy who on other teams, given more opportunity, could become a 20-goal man?
I think he could be 20 goals. He's already at 12 at this point, and he's kind of playing like fourth line, third line minutes right now. So I'm playing some on the power play, not always in the power play, and you've seen him kind of adapt his game. He's always a scorer and, you know, going in juniors and going through the draft. And now he's kind of getting a little bit more bite to his game. He's a little more physical, playing with a little more of an edge as much as he can. And he realizes that's part of his game he needs to play in order to kind of adapt and you either adapt or die at this level to stay here. And so he's kind of been playing more that type of game. He's gotten 2 fights this year, actually, believe it or not. He's just trying to survive and play here. I think he has the skills. You see the shot he has when he has the puck. So he's a 20-goal scorer for sure if he gets the right opportunity. So he's still kind of learning the game and coming into his own, I think. So definitely opportunities there for him down the stretch.
Joe, we can look at the numbers and see what Ryan Callahan's done. You know, profile was raised with coming over from the Rangers and how that unfolded. Offense aside, point totals aside, how big a part of this team has he become now in his second season there?
Well, I think he's a huge part of the heartbeat of this team, a part of their fabric. And if they don't have any permanent alternate captains right now, but he'd be one of them, just one of those hard guys to play against, kind of a heart and soul player, a physical, tough on the forecheck. Mm-hmm. They don't have a ton of those guys on their team, especially with the way he kind of goes after the forecheck and stands in front of the net when Stamkos winds up with that slap shot. And a guy who's a really good leader, a good a locker room guy. So I think he's been an invaluable part, not just the goals, like the 17 goals or how many assists he has, but just the overall style he plays, a relentlessness to his game that's really been invaluable to the team.
Yeah, because you don't read a Ryan Callahan just by the points totals. He brings more to the table than that, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the points, I mean, obviously he's a guy who can score over 20 goals in the right situation, and, you know, he's definitely a skilled player, but they didn't bring him in to out-duel Stamkos for the scoring lead. They brought him in here to be that kind of hard soul guy, the guy who can be physical in front of the net, in the corners, retrieve the puck. That's why he plays with Stamkos. He gets the puck from the corners and able to find Stamkos in front, and so they work well off each other. So I think you need those kind of guys along with the kind of scores that you have there in Stamkos and Johnson to kind of complement each other.
The thing about Tampa Bay that I'm intrigued by is they've got 10 forwards with 11 or more goals thus far. Obviously, Stamkos and Johnson, you know, 50-point players, and Kucherov, but they're really getting consistent contributions through lines 2, 3, and 4.
Oh, definitely. That's the only team in the league that has more, that has 10 guys with 10 or more goals on their team, and it really makes it difficult matchups for opposing coaches. I've talked to other coaches about this around the league, and they say, you know, obviously, in previous years, you just put your top D pairing against Stamkos's line, top line, but now you have the number two line, the triplets, they call them, the Johnson, Palat, Kucherov, who are arguably the best, one of the best, you know, most productive team lines in the league. You see guys like Doughty playing against them another night, and San Jose put their top D pairing against them. So you have to kind of spread the other team's defense and forward group thin. You don't know who you're going to match up with, kind of pick your poison kind of deal, which is obviously important down the stretch in the playoffs.
Joe Smith joining us from the Tampa Bay Times. Joe, Anton Strahlman picked up as a free agent signing for the Tampa Bay Lightning. He's really exploded offensively for the Bolts. He's got 28 points. You know, he hadn't had over 18 points since 2010 with the Blue Jackets. I know a lot of that has to do with some power play time with Johnson and Stamkos, but just talk about maybe his evolution as an offensive guy. Did they expect that much offense from him?
Well, I mean, they knew that was in there. I mean, since he came over from Sweden, that was kind of always part of his game, like, you know, was with Victor Hedman. And he had to make evolve as a player when he went to the Rangers with Torts and built him into that defensive stalwart that's made him such a valuable defenseman, which is why he signed such a big deal in the summer. But he has that offensive skill into him. And the goal he scored, like, last night was just a deflection off of a shot off the boards from Boyle. So it wasn't like it was a goal scorer's goal, but he can just find ways to either set up guys with assists or score. So I think they're not thinking he's going to be like an Erik Karlsson kind of player, but he can add, you know, that 30, 40 points in a season, and while also playing really strong defensively. And him and Hedman together, when they were together this year, have been really dominant as a defensive pairing.
Interesting. Joe, one guy I'd like to ask you about, because to me, he's a really good player, and he's sort of a surprise to some people. Andre Palat, 44 points, 12 goals, 32 assists. This guy's just a really good hockey player, and he came with not a lot of fanfare.
No, he didn't. He was like a higher round pick, but what the scouts noticed was this guy just relentless the way he works, and he's just a very extremely smart hockey player, really great hockey sense. He knows where to be on the ice. He's rarely ever out of position. He's a physical kid. He can also play in the corners in front of the net, and he's just one of those guys that they really depend on that line. He's kind of the quiet guy on that second line between Kucherov and Johnson, very skilled, but he's a guy who kind of makes that line go, kind of the engine there. And,
you get a guy like
he's been
208th overall. That's a find. That's when good teams find guys like Palat in the seventh round.
Yeah, like the Red Wings did for all those years in Detroit, and no secret there. Obviously, you need to find guys in those lower rounds, and he's definitely a hidden gem for them, for sure, the way he's been playing, and he's only going to get better years coming down the road.
Joe, going back quickly to the first question about the defense, right or left shot defense, in a perfect scenario, which one do they need more?
Well, in a dream scenario, you'd find a right-handed shot or a guy who can quarterback the power play, which has really struggled recently for Lightning in an ideal world, but I think they're just looking, if they're not desperate for one, they don't need to get one necessarily, but they're looking for one. A veteran defenseman who's got some experience, who can still play and add some minutes to that those top four pairing, because they have, I think, four of their defensemen have a combined like 204 NHL games under their belt, so they need some experience down the stretch. But as long as these young guys keep on playing well and hold up down the floor, they might not feel pressed to make a move.
Joe, we appreciate it. It should be a great race for the top of the division in the Eastern Conference. Appreciate your time.
No problem. Anytime, guys. Take care.